since 1993, Sudan has been on this list. It impacted everybody's life. I'm not even talking about the economy or the country. It's like literally, if you are a Sudanese, traveling on a Sudanese passport, the chances you will be put out of every single line and you will be scrutinized. And there are so many airways that wouldn't even allow you to fly on them if you need connection. So I'm so happy, so elated that young people in Sudan don't have to live with this burden anymore. This is going to be a beginning of reincorporating Sudan into the global village and the international economy. It will open doors for lots of things. Bilateral relationship between Sudan and the U.S. There will be opportunities for the exchange of students going and studying in other countries. This is big. This is a really, really an important day, and I'm just grateful that one of those few things that we spent years trying to do something about it, but it was hard to do anything before the regime change in Sudan.
In his statement, Secretary Pompeo says that this was made possible by the efforts of Sudan's civilian-led transitional government to chart a bold new course away from the legacy of the Bashir regime to meet the statutory and policy criteria for rescission. But some people say, was this a quid pro quo that Sudan had to do something in order for this to be lifted?
This has been a process in the making for over a year. So the U.S. made a specific proposal about what Sudan needs to do in order for the U.S. to consider removing Sudan from the state-sponsored terrorism. That's very, very straightforward. So in terms of quid pro quo, I, of course, international relations doesn't function without having, you know, it's a world of interest. So I'm sure some of the discussion involved, you know, doing things here and there. And I know there was a larger package of all of this negotiation. It was supposed to lead to few things. One of them is pushing Sudan to normalize relationship with Israel. That's one of the things that the U.S. asked for. And Sudan did take some steps in normalizing relationship with Israel. The chair of the Supreme Council in Sudan met with Prime Minister Netanyahu in Dabi in Uganda. So that happened in March, and most recently there have been conversations. So there is a process for even normalizing relationship with Israel. That's part of it. I don't think you could make the point that it's necessarily connected to that issue. I think Sudanese leaders were open to having to have a normal relationship with everybody in the region. And this step would have taken place either way, whether like Sudan normalized relationship with Israel or not, because Sudan did not normalize relationship with Israel. There are some conversations happening right now. It came as a result of those sacrifices made by Sudanese people in confronting Bashir, and almost at a time when nobody was paying attention to Sudan.
Did you say that the fact that Sudan was on this list was also impacting ordinary Sudanese in this country? I thought it was just government to government.
When a country is listed on the state-sponsored terrorism, that automatically means if you carry that passport of that specific country and you are crossing any international borders, it is easy for any country to treat you as a potential terrorist. Unfortunately, it's government to government, but government issued passports, right? Government also issue visas. Governments do determine who has the right to get in and get out. So every single Sudanese person, whether living in Sudan or outside of Sudan, let me just give you a few examples. Because of being on this list, Sudanese businesses were not allowed to do business. Like, you can't send money. Like, the simplest thing that you could do right now, you could pick up the phone and use the Western Union to send money to 174 countries. You can't do that to Sudan because our banking system was disconnected. No one wants to do business with Sudan because there is all suspicion about funding terrorism. There is suspicion about having the money be used for terrorist reasons.